CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 megahertz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 27th of April, 2025, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you'll find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. RSGB delegates attend a special IARU Region 1 interim meeting in Paris. Join the RSGB in celebrating World Morse Day. Be part of the RSGB's team at the Youngsters on the Air summer camp. The RSGB is participating in the International Amateur Radio Union Region 1 interim meeting in Paris this weekend. The event is of particular historical significance as it coincides with the centenary of the founding of the IARU in 1925, as well as the 75th anniversary of the establishment of IARU Region 1 in 1950. The French Host Society, REF, is also marking its 100th anniversary. This year's meeting in Paris reflects a broader scope than in previous years and, for the first time, includes youth matters on the agenda. It also covers the usual focus areas of HF, VHF, UHF and microwave, as well as electromagnetic compatibility. The RSGB has been a key contributor to the meeting, submitting papers that include future options for the 23cm band and the harmonisation and protection of HF bands. Three delegates from the RSGB are attending the meeting in person, including the newly appointed RSGB President, Bob Beeb, GU4YOX. There will be eight other RSGB representatives attending remotely. The meeting serves both as a celebration of amateur radio's rich heritage and a forward-looking forum to address the challenges and opportunities facing the global amateur radio community. You can view meeting documents at conf.iaru-r1.org. In celebration of the centenary of the IARU, the RSGB has created a web page to share information about its part in the celebrations. This includes a link to an RSGB archive video from the IARU meeting in Paris in 1950, as well as the RSGB's July 1925 TNR bulletin that contains an announcement detailing the formation of the IARU. Go to rsgb.org/IARU-centenary for further details. Today is World Morse Day. The day honours the birthday of the inventor of Morse code, Samuel Morse, who was born on this day in 1791. To celebrate the occasion, the RSGB has released a video with a question in Morse code for you to answer. Once you've used your Morse skills to decipher the question, get involved by leaving your answer in the comments section under the post. You can view the video on the RSGB YouTube channel via youtube.com/the RSGB or search for @the RSGB on Facebook or X. The deadline to apply to be a team leader for this year's Youngsters on the Air summer camp is Friday, the 2nd of May. This year's camp takes place between the 18th and 25th of August near Paris and is a chance of a lifetime for young RSGB members to represent their country and their national society. If you are an RSGB member aged between 21 and 30 and are able to motivate a team of young people, then the RSGB would love to hear from you. Download an application form and apply for this exciting opportunity by going to rsgb.org/yota-camp. Applications to be a team member will remain open until the 16th of May. The RSGB Exams Quality Manager would like to remind everyone that clubs can still run exams if they are a registered exam centre. Exams will be conducted online unless a candidate has a special requirement for a paper exam. The introduction of remote invigilation to allow people to take an amateur radio license exam in their home does not affect this. If clubs have any queries about delivering exams, they should contact the RSGB Examinations Quality Manager, Dave Wilson, M0OBW, via Echo Quebec, Alpha Mike, at rsgb.org.uk. If anyone has special requirements for an exam, they should contact the RSGB exams team via exams@rsgb.org.uk. As part of the IARU centenary celebrations, the RSGB has been activating callsign GB0IARU throughout April. On Wednesday the 30th of April, the RSGB President Bob Beebe, GU4YOX, will be activating GB0IARU from 2 p.m. on 40 metres SSB, and then from 5 p.m. on 80 metres SSB. Frequencies will be spotted on the day, and times may vary to suit propagation. And now for details of rallies and events. The Dartmoor Radio Rally is taking place on Monday the 5th of May at the Yelverton War Memorial Hall, Movie Lane, Yelverton, Devon, PL20 6AL. Free parking is available. There will be the usual bring and buy as well as trader stands and refreshments. Doors open at 10 a.m. and admission is £3. For further details, please call Roger on 07854 088882, or email him via to echo0romeopapahotel@gmail.com. And RetroTech UK is taking place on Sunday the 11th of May at Sports Connection, Leamington Road, Ryton-on-Dunsmore, Coventry, CV83FL. The annual event is organised by the British Vintage Wireless Society and will include nearly 200 stalls of dealers, clubs and private sellers. Doors open at 10:30 a.m. and entry is £10. Early doors entry is available from 9 a.m. for £25. Full details are available from Greg Hewitt via info@retrotechuk.com or by going to retrotechuk.com. The tech in the address is spelt CH. Now the special event news. The Spanish National Society, URE, is on the air to mark the 100th anniversary of the IARU. Members are active on 160 to 6 metres until the 30th of April, with 10 different special event stations, including AO100 IARU. Special awards will be available, as well as medals for the top participants from each continent who achieve the highest number of contacts with the stations on different bands and modes. Go to uniformromeoecho.echosierra for further details. The Amateur Radio Society of Moldova is operating special event station ER100 IARU until Wednesday the 30th of April in honour of the IARU centenary. Full details can be found via QRZ.com. And the Kuwait Amateur Radio Society is pleased to announce its participation in the IARU centennial celebrations. Members of the society will be operating special event station 9K100 IARU until Wednesday the 30th of April. Now the DX news. DOM 3D2 USU is active again as 3 Delta 2 Alpha Juliet Tango from Nandi in the Fiji Islands until the end of April. The call sign is in memory of JH1 AJT, now Silent Key. to yourself are Club Logs, OQRS, and Logbook of the World. Yours, while to GM, plans to operate as Zulu Sierra 8 Whiskey from Prince Edward and Marion Island, IOTA AF021, until Friday the 16th of May. Yours will be on Marion Island as a radio engineer and member of the SANAP Station Communication Equipment Maintenance Team, and he hopes to find good periods of time to be operational. For further details, go to Lima Romeo Alpha Lima dot Lima Yankee / Zulu Sierra 8 Whiskey. Now the contest news. The UK and Ireland DX CW contest started at 1200 UTC on Saturday and ends at 1200 UTC today. Using CW on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. UK and Ireland stations also send their district code. The SPDX RITI contest started at 1200 UTC on Saturday and ends at 1200 UTC today. Using RITI on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number, SP stations also send their province code. On Monday the 28th, the British Amateur Radio Teledata Group Sprint 75 contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC using 75 bode RITI on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted. The exchange is your serial number. Also on Monday the 28th, the FT4 series contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC using FT4 on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted. The exchange is your report. On Wednesday the 30th, the UK and Ireland Contest Club 80 meter contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC using CW on the 80 meter band. The exchange is your 6 character locator. On Thursday the 1st of May, the 144 MHz FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 2 meter band, the exchange's report and 4 character locator. And also on Thursday the 1st of May, the 144 MHz FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 2 meter band, the exchange's report and 4 character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. On Saturday the 3rd of May, the 432 MHz to 245 GHz contest starts at 1400 UTC and ends at 1400 UTC on Sunday the 4th of May. Using all modes on the 432 MHz to 245 GHz frequencies, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The UK 6-meter group's Summer Marathon starts at 0 hours UTC on Saturday the 3rd of May and ends at 23:59 UTC on Sunday the 3rd of August. Using all modes on the 6-meter band, the exchange is your 4-character locator. The ARI International DX contest starts at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 3rd of May and ends at 11:59 UTC on Sunday the 4th of May. Using CW, RITI and SSB on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Italian stations also send their province. The Worked All Britain 7 MHz contest will take place on Sunday the 4th of May from 1000 to 1400 UTC. All entries need to be with the contest manager by the 14th of May. Please note that all Worked All Britain contests use SSB only. Full details of the contest rules can be found on the Worked All Britain website. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday the 24th of April 2025. We had yet another week of unsettled geomagnetic conditions. The KP index peaked at 5.33 on the 21st of April as the solar wind speed hit just above 600 kilometres a second and active geomagnetic conditions were observed. This was caused by a huge coronal hole, nearly 700 kilometres in length. At the time of writing, part of it is still Earth-facing, but the BZ, or interplanetary magnetic field, is facing north, so its negative effects are not being felt. The KP index was down to 3.67 on the morning of Thursday the 24th of April, but it wouldn't take much for the BZ to swing southwards and for the KP index to rise again. Meanwhile, the solar flux index has risen from a recent low of 148 up to 168. This has meant MUFs that are over 3,000 km apart have reached 25 MHz at times, but have usually been slightly lower. If the KP index can stay low, there is a good chance of higher MUFs being attainable. But we've probably seen the best of 10-meter propagation until the autumn. Most of the recent DX has been worked on slightly lower frequencies, such as VP2VI, British Virgin Islands, on 40 and 20 meters, C5R, Gambia, on 20 and 12 meters, and HD8G, Galapagos Islands, on 20, 14 and 12 meters. There's still the chance of DX on 10 meters, but it may be fleeting. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will stay high, perhaps reaching 175. We may get a slight respite from unsettled geomagnetic conditions from the 26th to the 30th of April, when the KP index is forecast to be around 2 to 3. However, unsettled geomagnetic conditions are forecast for the beginning of next month, with KP indices of 5 or 6 on the 1st and 2nd of May. And those are VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. Next week, high pressure should dominate, meaning a chance of tropo for much of the time that will probably favour ards to the east, to Scandinavia or Northern Europe. Rain scatter won't have featured much other than over northwest Britain in recent days, and meteor scatter is reducing back to random activity, which tends to be better in the early hours before dawn. The solar conditions have continued to keep the KP index up, and there was a fine auroral opening last week on the 16th of April. So, for more aurora, it's still worth checking for when the KP values nudge above 5. As the end of April moves into May, we can start to give serious thought to the coming sporadic E season. Hesitant beginnings often show up on 10 and 6 metres, and as usual, the digital modes will be best for any weak events. CW and SSV are just possible in the stronger openings, especially on 10 metres. The background rule is that there are usually two preferred activity periods, one in the morning and the second in late afternoon and early evening. However, at the start of the season, there can be a lot of spread in the timings. EME path losses are at their lowest with perigee today, and moon declination is positive and rising. Moon windows will lengthen along with peak elevation, and 144 MHz sky noise starts the week low but increases to moderate as the week progresses. From late Sunday to early Monday, the sun and moon are close in the sky. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. So this is meetings only for the South West and all of Wales. On Tuesday, Blackmore Vale Amateur Radio Society has a meeting from 7:30pm at the New Remembrance Hall, Charlton, Shaftesbury, SP70PL. Gordano Amateur Radio Group meets on the fourth Wednesday of each month at 8pm at the Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, North Somerset, BS20 8JT. Guernsey Amateur Radio Society, well, on Friday the club meets at the Bunker, Bosage or Leisure Centre, from 7:30pm. Everyone's welcome. Upcoming on the 9th to 11th of May, the club will be operating the special event radio station GU80LIB in celebration of the 80th anniversary of the liberation of Guernsey at the end of World War II. See QRZ.com for further information. I Love Avalon Amateur Radio Club meets on Fridays at Ivor's Paddock from 6 p.m. Jersey Amateur Radio Society Club Room is now open on Friday evenings from 8 p.m. Mid Somerset Amateur Radio Club meets on the second Monday of the month from 7:30 p.m. at the Baptist Church Hall, Commercial Road, Shepton Mallet, BA4 5BU. On Tuesday, there's a social meeting at the Quarterjack, 18 Priory Road, Wells, BA5 1SY. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS16 4NE. Meetings start at 7 p.m. and talk starts at 8 p.m. Shirehampton Amateur Radio Club Friday sees the weekly club night from 7 p.m. with a talk starting at 8 p.m. This Friday sees a DF project, construction night. South Bristol Amateur Radio Club is running an online foundation license course soon. For more information, visit tinyurl.com/SierraBravo Alpha Romeo Charlie 25. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. Western Supermare Radio Society meets at 7:30 p.m. every Monday at Western Supermare Social Club, Devonshire Road. On Thursdays, Yeovil Amateur Radio Club has a meeting at Parish Room, Abbey Manor Community Centre, Yeovil, from 7:30 p.m. And for Wales, the next meeting of Aberdaron District Amateur Radio Society will be held on Friday, the 9th of May, at Herwine YMCA Hall, CF44 9RB, from 6 p.m. Aberconfig and District Amateur Radio Club has its weekly meeting on Wednesday from 7 p.m. at Tondee Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridge End. Bury Amateur Radio Society will host their rally on the 17th of May at Southey Sports and Social Club, South Road, Southey, CF64 5SP. There's a large free on-site car park and the doors open at 9:30 a.m. Traders, 8 a.m. Admission is £3. Traders and exhibitors, call Nigel, GW1CUQ, on 02920-892-580. And on Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is meeting from 7:30 p.m. at Sully Sports and Social Club, CF64-5SP, from 7:30 p.m. Blackwood and District Amateur Radio Society, on Monday, there's a meeting at Isowen High School, NP12-0NU. Chepstow and District Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesdays of the month from 7:30 p.m. in the Scout Hut, next to the British Legion on Grahamstown Road, Sedbury, Chepstow, NP16-7AD. The next meeting will take place on the 6th of May. Cwmbran and District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 till 9 p.m. at Hentless Village Hall, NP44-6JZ. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Thornydale, Cardiff, CF14-6EA, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. Newport Amateur Radio Society. Thursdays see the clubhouse evening from 7 p.m. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society will meet at Ustrad Rhondda Sports Centre, CF41-7SY, on Tuesday from 7 p.m. until 9 p.m. The next meeting of RIL and District Amateur Radio Club will take place on Wednesday, the 7th of May, at 7:30 p.m. at the RIL Yacht Club Building, Kimmel Bay, RIL. On Tuesday, St. Tibby Amateur Radio Society is meeting at the Portable Cabin, adjacent to Sarin Hall, SA18-3LN, from 7 p.m. And on Tuesday, Uskside Amateur Radio Club will hold a club night at the High Cross Community Hall in Rogerston from 7:30 p.m. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rsgb.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.